Title this clip, Get a Facilitator. Now, I've said it several times now, this is a fundamentally different way of communicating. It's powerfully transformative, but it's also tough. It goes up against deeply ingrained habit. Consequently, it's not the kind of practice that we master by hearing an audio clip or by reading a guideline sheet. It's a rewiring our brain kind of practice, which makes a facilitator, the first several times we do it, critical for our success. When my son was a swimmer, his coach used to say, practice doesn't make perfect, perfect practice makes perfect. Doing the process incorrectly simply creates different habits, habits no more effective than the ones that we're trying to replace. So the facilitator is present to make sure that doesn't happen. Neural habits are deeply rooted. This practice forces us to abandon old neural habits and struggle through the forest of neurons in our heads to try and create brand new paths, brand new ways of relating, brand new habits. So, get a facilitator. Someone who's familiar with the process, someone to keep you on track, someone to help you formulate these new habits. New habits are going to transform your life. Now, in the years that we've been doing this practice as a community, it's become painfully clear. People who start with a facilitator succeed. People who don't rarely do. Now, there's a link at the bottom of the webpage to connect you and your conflict partner to some folks in the community who've learned the process. And as it says in the guideline sheet, they won't mediate your conflict. They'll simply help you stick to the process when habit tries to yank you away. They'll help you learn and help you stick to the process. They'll help you develop new habits so you can resolve your own conflicts. So again, get a facilitator.